the Beach Boys, Kokomo at 25 minutes to 11 and 27 degrees. And that's our theme song for introducing Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford. Welcome, Erin, and how are you? How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, Colleen.
What are we talking about in today's segment?
Well, I thought it would be only fitting, being so close to Christmas, that we would talk about the European Christmas markets today.
Very good. Christmas markets sound very festive. Where are these famous Christmas markets located in Europe, Erin?
Well, Colleen, there's no shortage of Christmas markets all through Europe. However, some of the more famous locations can be found in Dresden, in Germany, Vienna in Austria, Copenhagen in Denmark, and Strasbourg in France. Christmas in Europe, it's a time for, you know, elaborate pastries out of medieval cookbooks and, you know, lyrical midnight masses and, you know, different things like that. You know, so from Brussels to Vienna, these historic Christmas markets, they specialise in handmade crafts, mulled wines, and lots of other holiday treats.
Oh, well, they'd need that mulled wine, wouldn't they, in winter?
They would.
Sounds fantastic. I'm sure these Advent or Christmas markets, they're probably, well, from what I understand, they've been around for a very long time. Which is the oldest Christmas market, Erin, do you know?
Yes. So these markets, they have been a tradition for hundreds of years in Europe. In Austria, in Vienna, the December market is considered the oldest, and it dates back to 1298.
That's a long time.
It is. In Germany, where they have the Christmas markets every year in Frankfurt, their markets date back to 1393. Munich is 1310. And Dresden, which is known as the most extravagant market in Germany, was first held in 1434, and it's actually the oldest continuously running Christmas market.
So it's been going all those
every
hundreds
year.
Of years.
Every yes.
year.
Yeah.
There's certainly a lot of history, and Dresden, I was just thinking, is famous just not for its Christmas markets, though. It's a pretty special city, Dresden.
Yeah, it is. It was quite heavily bombed during World War II by the Allies. The whole city was actually flattened, and all the while Coventry in the UK was severely damaged by the Axis forces.
Yes.
And now these two cities, both Dresden and Coventry, are known as sister cities.
Ah.
And residents from each area, they often visit each other's region in a type of pilgrimage.
That's a rather nice gesture, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's a nice sentiment. And, yeah.
So, getting back to the Christmas markets, what types of local delicacies and regional customs do they have at these markets?
Well, there's plenty. In Brussels, in Belgium, at their Christmas markets, you can enjoy some Belgium traditions such as pots of mussels, which are also called mules, fluffy Belgian waffles, and there's also a Ferris wheel at their markets and an 8,000 square foot ice skating rink.
Oh.
In Copenhagen, in Denmark, the stalls at their markets are stocked with fine handmade crafts, such as figurines, and they also have cups of hot mulled wine laden with raisins and almonds and cloves, so very Christmassy. And you can also, you know, have a little bit of aquavit or schnapps to warm your insides in the cold months.
I had mulled wine when I was in Switzerland, and even though it wasn't the right climate, it's pretty potent.
It is. It definitely warms you and puts a festive smile on your face, no
yes.
doubt. And in Nuremberg, in Germany, they get about 2 million people descend upon their 180 stalls that fill the main square, and it just smells of glue vine and gingerbread and smoke from the bratwurst, which are the sausages. In Salzburg, in Austria, they have their Christkindl market. It's one of the oldest European markets, and it's a postcard picture. It's probably in a lot of tourist pictures that we see and advertising for the Christmas markets, and their stalls have pewter crafts and fairy slippers, gingerbread again, and roasted chestnuts, actually. And again, sweet mulled wine.
Once again, the mulled wine, you can't get
It's a reoccurring topic, isn't it? And then in Strasbourg, in France, it's actually the oldest and best Christmas market in France, and it's complete with caroling choirs and nativity plays. They also have an ice rink, again, the mulled wine. Sorry to repeat myself. But they serve it in little boot-shaped mugs, and they have lots of little edible specialties such as pretzels and, again, roasted chestnuts. Sorry, Colleen, I really could just go on, couldn't I?
I'm getting very hungry, actually, and thirsty.
I'd like a mulled wine, I think.
So you've got me in the Christmas spirit. One more question before we finish up today. How do people travel to visit these famous Christmas markets at Christmas?
Yeah, that's a great question. There are a few different ways that people can travel to visit the Christmas markets. There's actually quite a few river cruise lines that are now offering Christmas market itineraries, where you can cruise down the Rhine, the Rhone, or the Moselle rivers, or any of the other rivers, and you visit the towns and cities along the way that are holding the Christmas markets.
Oh, that'd be a great way to see it.
Yeah, so it's, river cruising is so relaxing as it is, and then, each evening or day you're visiting towns with these Christmas markets, and just the Christmas spirit and festivities is lovely. You can also join a coach tour that specialises in European and New Year itineraries, European Christmas and New Year itineraries, or I can simply arrange for you to fly into a town or a city, base yourself there for a leisurely stay, and really immerse yourself in that Christmas atmosphere.
Well, it's interesting because when you said that you were going to be talking about this today, I just thought that some people actually from Anna Bay are presently on a cruise going to the Christmas markets, doing exactly what you've just said. And I think there's about five of them going, and they flew out the other day. And they're going to sort of do the cruise and then move around with them. And they're going specifically for that
Christmas market. Yeah, it's so popular because it's just such a beautiful way to see Europe in all its glory. In the winter, obviously having mulled wine, we can't say that enough.
No, and warm coats.
And warm coats, yes. So it's just a lovely way to see Europe during Christmas and winter.
Oh, look, doesn't it sound wonderful? So, Erin, I've got to say that might go on my bucket list. And if any of our listeners would like to plan their European Christmas holiday or have any other travel questions, please contact Erin Beckford, your personal travel manager, on 1300 655 427, 1300 655 427, or feel free to contact Port Stephens FM via email. Now, thank you again, Erin, and what can we look forward to on our next travel segment, which will probably be in the new year, I'd say?
Yes, it will be in 2018. So today was, unfortunately, our last segment for the year.
And no mulled wine to celebrate.
No, I should have made some mulled wine, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
But I'm off to Vancouver for Christmas and New Year. So I thought on my return in January, we will talk about Vancouver.
You're having a white Christmas in Vancouver.
I am.
I'd love to hear about that. So that's Thursday, the 11th of January. Vancouver. Have a wonderful Christmas and a wonderful trip, Erin.
Thank you.
And thank you for being on Port Stephens FM this year, giving us all this wonderful information.
Thank you, Colleen.
We've been talking with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, and she's off to Vancouver, and we'll be talking to